So this is a prison. This is a prison for children. This is a prison for young people that was constructed by the Congress, signed by the Obama administration. Why? Because those nasty bankers were making profits off those loans. Maybe the nasty bankers are going like, man, you're so stupid you can't even fill the application out. No way I'm loaning you money to go to college. I want to get it back. What's the point? There was accountability. Accountability. When private institutions were making those loans, there was still some accountability. Now, thanks to Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and company, there is no accountability other than, oh, you went to university for 6 years, you binge drank, and you ran up $111,000 of student loan debt that Congress authorized the federal treasury to loan to you. Oh, we're so sorry that you're waiting tables for $2.18 an hour and are stuck filing taxes saying that you made $23,000 a year. Oh, we're so sorry, poor BB. That'll be $412 a month plus interest for the rest of your life in perpetuity. So Mrs. O'Connell put into the chat room at MikeChurch.com/chat. Student loan debt by, this is from Forbes magazine, by state. California, of course, the leader. Texas comes in second. New York and Florida. Georgia. How does Georgia get that high? Pennsylvania, Illinois. The further down you get into the poorer states. I'm happy to say. Happy to say Louisiana did not make the top 10.
Yeah.
So you can't get out of it, is the point. Lowest average debt states. Now listen to this. The lowest student loan, average student loan debt in the United States belongs to Utah. And that is primarily because the government of the state of Utah, there's only a couple of universities. You have Utah, you have Utah State, you have BYU. I forget. They self-fund. The Mormons self-fund their schools. Now, I'm not an expert on it.
Oh, you shouldn't talk about things you're not a complete expert on, you dim-witted 27-year career-long loser.
Yeah, I know. But I do know that the Mormon schools, Brigham Young, what's the other one? Is Brigham Young there? I'm trying to think of the other. That they fund themselves. They have these massive endowments because the Mormon people, by and large, and I'm not trying to make fun of anyone. I'm not trying to single Mormons out for anything. This is a statistic. I just happen to know. Mormon people are, by and large, very well-to-do when it comes to finances. And they have these massive endowments that they have at these schools. And they actually use their endowments. This will give them credit. They use their endowments wisely. Instead of buying or building swimming pools that say BYU, like LSU did one, it says LSU, a lazy river for lazy fat Bobby Boucher's to ride their riding lawnmowers up to. Oh, no, we suck again. The Mormons, or at least many of them, in the state of Utah, actually finance the kids' education by using the endowments and making grants and granting scholarships and what have you. That's why theirs is the lowest. Then you go to New Mexico. So if you're to look at the 10th lowest student loan debt, Tennessee at $25,252 per student. That's the average. If a student has debt, that's what the average is. $25,252. How many of you have bought a new car lately? Maybe you've been to my friends at BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. So if you go to BulldogKia.com and let's just say you talk to Mr. Kernon, he goes, you know what, I can put you in a 2018 slightly used, but Kia pre-certified Sorento, like Mitter Chur has, And it'll cost you approximately $25,000. You finance that over 5 years or whatever the case may be. You know, it'd be like $550 a month or whatever. I'm just making these numbers up, but they're pretty, they're in the ballpark.